I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to Wisconsin Weekend.
Wisconsin-born architect Frank Lloyd Wright is most famous for his building designs, including the Guggenheim Museum in New York City, Falling Water in southwestern Pennsylvania, and Taliesin near Spring Green.
And Wisconsin is home to more than 40 houses, churches, and other buildings designed by Wright.
But Wright also left his mark as a furniture designer, bringing his signature style to more than 200 chair designs over the course of his long career.
Now, the Museum of Wisconsin Art in West Bend is uncovering this history with a new exhibit putting Wright's chairs in the spotlight. The curators say that these artifacts were long overlooked.
Eric Vogel is an independent curator and architecture historian. He was previously chair of the 3D design department at the Milwaukee Institute of Art and Design. And Thomas Zielinski is architecture and design curator at the Museum of Wisconsin Art in West Bend. Together, they're the curators behind Frank Lloyd Wright Modern Chair Design. Thomas, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having us.
And Eric, thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Eric, let's start with you. I think if people hear the name Frank Lloyd Wright, they're thinking buildings. But he's done all this work in furniture design that tends to be overlooked. Give us a sense of the kind of work he was doing and how influential he might have been.
That's really amazing that so little is known about Frank Lloyd Wright as a furniture designer. You know, he has over 800 pieces of freestanding furniture that he designed in his long career. And yet most of us think of him as an architect or even a landscape architect or an interior designer before we think of his furniture. And then the furniture that most people do know is his earliest period, his Prairie period. And many people have seen the furniture that is at his home and studio in Oak Park or in some of the houses that he designed in Illinois, like the Dana House or the Martin House in Buffalo. But really, he has 5 to 6 decades of furniture production starting here in Wisconsin at Taliesin in the years before World War I that we think established Frank Lloyd Wright as much as a furniture designer as an architect.
Thomas, walk us through this exhibit at the Museum of Wisconsin Art. What are we going to see?
So you're going to see a lot about what Eric was talking about. There's this kind of biographical aspect to Frank Lloyd Wright that we noticed was quite instrumental to the type of work that he was doing, both architecturally and furniture design. While we say that the exhibition's not a survey of his design, we do have works. The earliest work is starting in 1903 and ending in 1959. So Wright did design for almost 7 decades. That's a very long career. But we represent almost 60 years spanning that career, showing those works in mostly a chronological setup in the exhibition. The exhibition is organized by different movements, kind of centered around the different Taliesins, his home and studio in Spring Green. And then when Wright opens his second location in Scottsdale, Arizona at Taliesin West.
Eric, follow up on that. How does the layout of the exhibit match those different schools of thought that Wright might have been working through?
Well, it's really exciting for us to discover drawings in the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation archives that depict pieces of furniture, specific pieces that we have in the exhibition. And sometimes these were pieces that were lost to time. For example, where only one photograph was known of that piece. No drawings exist. And it was destroyed in a fire, in the first fire at Taliesin. So many people had forgotten, you know, it's understandable because that fire in 1914 and the scandals surrounding it, the murders, the loss of family, the employees killed, those very naturally sort of overshadowed, eclipsed the way that Wright healed from those tragedies. And he healed by working even harder, by rebuilding Taliesin, by experimenting even more. So what we see is iterations at Taliesin of extremely experimental furniture, much of which has been forgotten. And so Thomas, I think, will talk about the recreations that he did. I would just say it was really exciting to discover drawings in the archives. For example, the reconstruction floor plan for Taliesin II. So when the original buildings at Taliesin, built in 1911, 1912, burned in 1914, Wright immediately began drawing new floor plans and re-envisioning the ceiling, really creating a new interior architecture. In the floor plan, is a new chair, a broad-backed armchair that very clearly resembles the Little House armchair that we have in the exhibit. And so we believe that, like Gerrit Rietveld in the Schrader house, or like Elver Aalto in his house, or Mies van der Rohe with his chair designs, that actually Wright was looking at new compositions, a new way of building his architecture by experimenting with furniture design. So we think that there's a strong likelihood that the armchair for Taliesin II actually helped generate design ideas for the new architecture at Taliesin.
Thomas, Eric mentioned reconstructions. Now, I might imagine an exhibit like this, like, okay, we're going to find existing pieces, and then we're going to have drawings that never got built. Well, hang on. You took some of those drawings and had some of these chairs made that might never have actually made it to the production stage. What kind of things did we end up with?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, when we started the project, we had a list between 1 and 200 chairs that, you know, after going through the archives, we said these are really important components of Wright's design trajectory. And in that, Eric is like, you know, there's this chair in 1911 that's burned, you know, we lose it in a fire at his house. And then there's this project where he designs three chairs for the same client, and the evolution in one project is important. However, they weren't ever fabricated by the client. And then we have works that, you know, weren't ever built, or so we thought, but a different client had fabricated them. So all of a sudden, we're looking at the project and we said, you know, the main body of work in the exhibition is on loan or drawn from various collections across the country. So we have 30 historic objects on loan from 15 different institutions. And then there's 11 designs that we fabricated over the last year that represent kind of those holes in that narrative of his design. You know, there's many more that we could have fabricated, but we had to kind of look at the list and say, which are the most important that really help us tell the story? And like Eric was saying, there's some very important works that he had designed and lived with at his own house that obviously were very important to Wright, and they represented kind of a specific moment in his life. And so we recreate those works, and they're on center in the exhibition. And part of the project, you know, we were learning through doing, which is kind of what Wright did himself. So even, you know, in the ethos of how Wright practiced, he was constantly reinventing and being innovative and experimental. And we kind of got to go through a little bit of that process as he would have during his lifetime. But doing that today is kind of, you know, somebody said in a tour the other day, I learned from, you know, the people I'm giving tours from, and they said it was kind of like an archaeological project. Mm-hmm. And I think that's exactly what it was. And I shown together with the historic works, it really tells quite a unique and intriguing story that really we wouldn't be able to tell without bringing those pieces back to life.
Can I riff on that for just a second? Because there was an exciting moment in the exhibition. You know, I had spent 2 years as scholar in residence at Taliesin West, deep in the archives in this kind of archaeological process that Thomas was talking about. And at one point, the museum director, Lori Winter, said, "Eric, I mean, this is a great story, but this can't be an academic exhibition. This has got to have a real hero. This has got to have something that really will bring people through the door." And I thought, okay, well, I did discover a drawing for a cafe chair at the Guggenheim. I think Wright designed it when he was 90 years old. It's never been fabricated. I don't think many people know that he designed furniture for the Guggenheim. We could reconstruct one of those. And so at the end of the exhibition, we start literally, as Thomas said, in 1900, 1903. At the end of the exhibition, 1959, Wright is 92 years old. We see him create a chair in spun aluminum, a material that I've never seen a piece of furniture made from before. We have shop drawings and his concept sketches for this from 1959. So it takes Wright from the arts and crafts period to the space age. It was incredibly exciting to find those drawings, to go through the shop drawing process with local manufacturing. So the guys at Butler Metal Spinning couldn't have been better partners. And the chairs that they did for the exhibition are just outstanding. They're really showstoppers.
We're talking to Eric Vogel and Thomas Zielwinski, co-curators of the new exhibit, Frank Lloyd Wright, Modern Chair Design. It's at the Museum of Wisconsin Art in West Bend through January 25th. Thomas, when I've talked to people about Frank Lloyd Wright building design, his deal kind of was, I'm designing this building to go in this landscape a lot of the time, right? And so you couldn't make this building in another place. Was there something like that with these chairs? I am designing these chairs for this house, maybe for this specific room.
There was and there wasn't, and that's a very good question. And I think that was kind of something that was discovered through this process of this being a really research-oriented project. You know, Wright's working in organic design, so this holistic approach to everything blending and working together and very specific, that started to break down, especially in his Usonian house projects, where we started to see that he's designing furniture that actually can go between different projects and still work. And that also speaks to that innovation that Wright was interested in. You know, Eric was saying we have fumed oak arts and crafts, very rectilinear. Then we have the very triangulated period where he gets into plywood. Then we get into the folded plane, and then we get into the circle where he introduces metal at the end of his career. So there's really the story of innovation. And a lot of times, you know, that is working in tandem with the architecture. But, you know, after looking at what we see in the exhibition, you start to see really Frank Lloyd Wright as this furniture designer, even more so than a lot of practitioners that are specifically furniture designers.
All right, Eric, these chairs are objects of design and art. They're also chairs. Are they comfortable? Would people want to sit in these things?
That was a great discovery. And I will say that is one of the benefits of building these recreations, is that we worked with extremely talented cabinet makers who built one-to-one prototypes or mock-ups for us. So, for example, Stafford Norris in Stillwater, Minnesota, who is a consummate craftsman, was responsible for the entire reconstruction of the Willie House in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We worked with him on the three early chairs, Taliesin 1, Taliesin 2, and the Ingalls House armchair. And he very kindly made one-to-one scale mock-ups out of a soft pine. And we looked at them in absolute detail to the shadow line. And of course, we sat in them. And what was so great is that I had my favorite. So the Taliesin 2 armchair, I sat in and fit me perfectly. And it has a wide seat, these low, wide arms, and a wide horizontal backrest. And Thomas was sitting in the Ingalls chair, which was even earlier, slightly higher stance, which fit his body better. But we both looked at one another with these big smiles and said, how can people complain about Wright's furniture? It's really a change. It's a big transition from his prairie period, where men and women were not ever casual at the dining table. They were sitting corseted. The men had starched collars. They were formal. They were not ever sitting against the back of their chairs. Or if it was for a moment. So there was decorum and protocols that almost prevented the chair design from being comfort oriented. And right, there's a definite shift as we move from that prairie period to Taliesin. And it's this sense of ergonomics. And you even see in some of those early armchairs where he made the back tilt. It pivots on a metal hinge to hit the back even more directly in line with the shape of the spine. So we discovered quite a bit of comfort with Wright, but with this caveat that as many times as he was working towards something that was comfortable for his clients, often at his clients' request, he was really, the chair was a problem for Wright. He thought that sitting was an undignified position. And so he searched his whole life for a form of chair that would actually present the human body in a dignified way. And we see that with his origami chair in the exhibition. He felt that it didn't fold up the body, that it presented the body in a very dignified way.
And Thomas, you've been through this experience now, doing this exhibit, getting some of these prototypes made. Has it changed the way you think about chairs, not just in art design, but in our daily lives?
You know, that's a really good question. And from a design perspective, I did study 20th century design in my master's program. So, you know, I have looked at lots of chairs and kind of looked at this from a fabrication standpoint in the past. And what I was kind of awakened to is this idea that while he designed and then created hundreds of chairs and freestanding furniture, he wasn't interested in mass production until a couple experiments later in life. But he's really using localized economy. He's looking at using materials from the region, and he draws on craftspeople that he knows. And it's really kind of a craft approach to fabricating that he carries on for decades, even when that's not really what is supposed, you know, that's not a hot button issue. He's doing that as the way that he practices furniture design.
We'll leave it there. Eric, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much. It was really a pleasure.
And Thomas, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks. This was great.
That was Thomas Solwinski, architecture and design curator at the Museum of Wisconsin Art, and Eric Vogel, an independent curator and architecture historian. They're the curators behind the new exhibit called Frank Lloyd Wright Modern Chair Design. It is currently on display at the Museum of Wisconsin Art in West Bend, now through January 25th.